Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to today's world-famous Phil Hendry show from the 25th of August. We go back to, I believe, 2019, although it might have been a replay or a best-of of 2018. And what we're talking about is the Bobby and Steve Dooley show, where they were getting ready to come back to Los Angeles from Butner Lake, and it seems as if something interrupted them. That something, Bobby and Steve can explain a little bit later on, but Bobby, I suspect you knew who that was.
Well, Phil, you know it's my brother.
You know it's your brother, right? No, I know that. I just, you know.
You know, you people in the media that want to bring a big thing up. Yes, he was my brother.
Right. He was your brother, and he was the guy that overweighted the pool.
Yeah, her brother's like a Gargantua Queen of the Apes.
I'll do it, Steve. Thank you. My brother is a little bit like Gargantua King of the Apes, so he's big. He's getting bigger all the time.
Anyway, Bobby and Steve Dooley's, or Bobby's brother... what is his name, by the way?
Who?
Your brother. What's his name?
Oh, it's...
It's Childry.
Childry.
Is he Indian?
How dare you?
What? All right, so let's listen to Bobby's...
Nephew.
Right, Bobby's nephew, Childry, from the... from the Wall Street of Middle America, world-famous Phil Hendry show. Here he is, performing his great sketch comic act, which is called I Don't Want to Be Here... Someone help me get out of this place.
Live from Butner Lake, it's the Bobby and Steve Dooley Show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're on, babe.
Thank you, Hal Ackerman. Thank you. I was just inside. I was having some of Shirley's crab cakes.
Oh, those are fantastic.
Shirley makes the most delicious lake crab cakes. I don't know if you've been up to Butner Lake and you've been to Goblin Landing, but Shirley's crab cakes are the talk of the entire village, I would say.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about them going down the side of the mountain, too.
You can get you can get as far down the mountain as Cabin Creek. And they're running their, as Steve likes to say, they're running their guts about Shirley's crab cakes. Welcome, everyone. I'm Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And this is an exciting opportunity. It's very windy on the lake right now. What did I just hear?
Sound like a umbrella went over, honey.
So we just had an umbrella go over. It's extremely windy on the lake here, but I just love sitting out here on Butner Lake on a beautiful summer evening. It's not as windy as it sounds, but we've got just enough of a breeze that it's just blew an umbrella over. I want to bring on a guest who figures prominently, Steve.
Well, I raised him to the Goblin, and he had the head start because he is a professional race car driver, or a professional boat driver.
Slow down, Steve.
Yeah, professional boat driver, Craig Swallowman.
Let's get Craig in here. Hi, Craig.
Hi.
Craig, you raced Steve to the Goblin?
Yeah, I raced Steve to the Goblin. I didn't make it to the Goblin.
No, my boat got airborne.
So, do you race professionally?
No, I don't race professionally. I race in an amateur fashion.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, let's not get into an argument.
Well, for anybody to comment on how I drive a boat, Dooley, you're not the one.
I didn't lose my boat. It didn't go airborne or anything.
My boat went airborne, you're right. I got very anxious and excited. I can tell the story.
Go ahead.
All afternoon, I'd been listening to Dooley running his mouth about how great his boat was, about how great he was, about how great... Basically, about how great he was.
Well, did he mention me and the boys?
Actually, not very often. It was mostly, he was just talking about how great he is. And...
Where were you?
We were at my place, right?
Yeah, well, your place, and we were going to go to the Goblin.
Right. So I said to him, okay, you're so hot, I'll race you over to the Goblin for beers. And I was so intent on... I just wanted to beat this guy so bad that I ran down to my boat, put the keys in, you know.
Yeah.
And just turned it on, took off at a high rate of speed and went airborne.
You barely had your pants on.
What are you talking about?
You slipped into your underwear.
That's not called underwear. That's a bathing suit.
I mean, that's what I meant to say. You slipped into it.
And I didn't slip into it. I put it on. I put them on, and I...
Yeah, people got to be asked now, what was I doing at your cabin while you had no
bathing suit on.
I had on a pair of jeans. Before we go any further,
Steve, don't mischaracterize it.
I'm sorry.
I had on a pair of jeans. I got in my bathing suit. I went down to my dock. I fired up my boat. Dooley had his boat down there.
You belched.
Yeah, I belched. You're right.
It's all right, Craig. Go ahead.
Dooley had his boat down there. I took off. I got air. I flipped my boat. What do you want from me, you know?
And that's been something that Steve's been lording over you.
Well, I don't like the idea of a guy like Dooley lording anything over me because God knows, in my opinion, he's not, you know, I mean, it's tough. A guy like this lording something over me.
And yet I do. And yet I do, Swallowman. And I'll always have that. And you pay, and by the way, you owe me $50.
No, I don't owe you $50. I paid that bet off.
I don't know.
Yes, I did.
Well, we can certainly check. Did you give him a receipt, Steve?
What? What do you mean, give him a receipt?
Yeah, did you give me a receipt for my 50?
Are you out of your mind? No, I didn't give you a receipt.
Well, then, how do you know that he paid you?
Because he didn't pay me.
Well, yes, I did. I didn't get a receipt, though.
Shit.
You guys.
I know I paid you.
Craig Swallowman, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot, Craig.
Yay.
So that's just part of a lot of the fun we're going to have here at Butner Lake. Here on The Bobby and Steve Dooley Show from Butner Lake.
The Bobby and Steve Dooley Show, brought to you by Hefner Power Bars. Eat one, you won't eat for another 8 months.
You know, Hefner Power Bars, Steve and I have had them at our home. We have them in the office and when we're on the go, too.
Yeah, we have them on the go and we love the Hefner Power Bar because it tastes so good.
That's my favorite part of it. It tastes good.
They have banana. They have chocolate. Besides nanner and chocolate.
Well, it's called banana. It's not called nanner.
Right. It's called bananer.
Banana.
Banana. They have banana, they have chocolate, and they have fudge.
A lot of people are saying, what's the difference between fudge and chocolate?
Well, and that's when I wink at Bobby and I go, wouldn't you like to know? Well, I'm sorry.
So, pick up a Hefner Power Bar. They're available at Scrotilia's in the mall.
Yeah, the Hefner Power Bar. And tell them Steve and Bobby Dooley sent you to buy something else, not that. I'm only kidding.
Bobby and Steve Dooley will be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. William Crabapple. If your mind is beginning to come apart, if you're feeling anxious, homicidal, if you're feeling suicidal, if you're just idle, come and see me. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Let's get into the ins and the outs of how you were raised and how you're living today. Get into graphic detail with me so I can go through my enormous library of freak psychology to find out what's up with you.
Call for an appointment. And now back to Bobby and Stevie Dooley from Butler Lake.
Well, we're not supposed to call me Stevie.
Hal Ackerman, Hal?
Yes?
You're not supposed to call him...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they'd settled on Stevie. No, it's not Stevie. It's...
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Yes, thank you, Hal Ackerman, our announcer here. On the Bob and Steve... On the Bobby and Stevie...
Steve and Bobby.
Stevie and Bobby. No, Bobby and Steve Dooley Show. Here from Butner Lake. Let's get Susan Heshort out here because she makes the great crab cakes that we were raving about.
Susan, come on out here.
Hi.
Susan, sit down. Aren't you a cute one? So you've been making these crab cakes every summer, haven't you?
I have.
And when did you begin to cook? Were you a little girl?
I was. I dabbled in cooking and cleaning, and I liked vacuuming, and I also enjoyed folding laundry.
So you did all of the housework. How old were you?
I was 7, and my parents were divorced, and so I was sent to live with relatives, and that's where I really got my skill down.
So you were living with relatives?
Doing all the laundry, and they...
Yeah, and the cooking and the cleaning.
And folding laundry?
Folding, laundry, cooking, cleaning, folding laundry, cleaning and cooking.
And then laundry folding.
And laundry folding, yes. And as I was cooking, while I was cleaning, I discovered these crab cakes that I can make those.
Where did you get the recipe for that?
what it was on the side of a box of flour, I think it was. And I used to look at the picture of Betty Crocker and cut the eyes out because it was,
You were acting out a little bit.
I was acting out, yeah. She looked like she was, she thought she was something special, and so I would cut the eyeballs out of the picture of Betty Crocker and leave the boxes in the kitchen. It disturbed a lot of the families that I was placed with. But while I was looking at the box of Betty Crocker, I saw that there was a recipe there for crab cakes. And over the years, I've augmented the recipe with different additions.
Now, what are some of the things what you added on?
Well, I've added spices. I put a little bit of, and lately, you know, the sriracha.
Oh, my, I love the sriracha. Don't you just love it?
I do. I think it's sriracha, not sirachi.
Well, it could be either way, is my understanding.
Yeah, you like a sriracha.
A sriracha, I thought, was something you wear, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's sriracha. It's sriracha.
Or sriracha.
Yes.
So I put a little bit of the sriracha or sriracha sauce in the crab cake mix, so it gives it that tang. And things like that, you know, cayenne pepper. I like to make it spicy.
I think that's why it's popular.
Well, Steve and I were talking. There's no question your crab cakes are the hit of Butner Lake because you spice them up.
I spice them up, yes. And when I get angry, sometimes I urinate in the mix. I'm only kidding. It's just a joke.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
No, it's just a joke to lighten the mood. No, I have enjoyed it.
How long have you worked here at Goblin Landing?
Well, I've been here for 15 summers. I know I've been here as long as you and Steve and the boys have been coming here.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And,
well, we remember when we first got here, we said, let's go over to Goblin Landing, and we had a crab cake, and we've been...
You've been coming around ever since.
Yeah, we have.
Right.
You look like you're distressed by that.
No, I'm not distressed. I just... I think every family is different. All of our families are delightful up here at the lake. And you people that come in from the city down in Los Angeles, you're all delightful people. Your sons are terrific kids, although spray-painting swastikas...
Yeah, I've told them all about that.
We've tried to break them of that habit. You know, it's just youthful exuberance.
Sure, that's what it is, youthful exuberance.
Well, thank you very much, Susan, and... Go on in there and make some more crab cakes.
Yeah, sure thing.
There she is.
That's Susan. I forgot her last name.
Me too.
But we've been coming here for 15 years, and she's one of our dearest friends, I gotta say.
Well, one of the things about here being here on Butner Lake, you can hear it's a very windy evening here, is we always want to know what our weather is. And Dave Puck is our meteorologist on the lake, and we have Dave on the telephone. He's over at Culo Jetty Lighthouse. Hey, Dave, how is it going?
So far, so good this very lovely evening. How are you fine people?
Dave, we're doing good. We're experiencing a lot of wind here on the lake. Can you give us some kind of a read on that?
Yeah, we've got winds pretty much have been brisk all day. They're running anywhere from 20 to 30, sometimes gusting to 40 miles an hour. But I don't believe they're of any consequence other than that I heard you say it blew an umbrella. I can't say blew. I've got to use another word. It knocked over an umbrella.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. We've got a strong blow. It's a strong wind.
You got a hard time saying the word blow?
I can't say that, and I can't say blew. It has to do with a bet that I lost.
Oh, my God.
What kind of bet?
I'm not going to talk about it. But anyway, the wind is blow.
This has to do with a bet you lost.
Yeah, the wind is moving through the air at about 20 to 40 miles an hour. But I think things will clear up, and then it'll probably be start blue. It'll probably start moving again about 20 miles an hour in the middle of the night.
So is this unusual for this time of year?
No, we get winds here because, you know, Butner sits at the what's called the crevice and the crack. Those are the two areas. There's also Half Moon Crack, which is north of here, and Full Moon Crack, which is just to the south. So put those all together, and what you got is a very, very powerful a very powerful wind that's blee. That's moving through the area.
This has to do with a bet that you lost.
Excuse me?
You say you can't say the word blow because of a bet you lost.
Yeah, it has to do with a bet that I lost.
Okay, Dave. Thanks. Dave Puck, ladies and gentlemen, our meteorologist.
Yeah, just make sure that people are staying...
I love it, though. You know, Steve?
It is. It's very brisk.
And, Steve, I wonder if you wouldn't mind making a run over to the Goblin and getting Mommy a G&T.
Well, it'd be my pleasure. Be right back, honey.
Yeah, go ahead and get Mommy a G&T. Get whatever you want.
Oh, I need some money.
Hold on. Let me get my purse. Steve's going to go over to the Goblin. Goblin Landing is on one side of the lake. It's just a scoot across the straits. You got to go around Culo Jetty, though.
I know.
I'm just telling everybody. Here's a tip.
Thank you, honey. Okay.
Steve's bounding down to the dock right now. There he goes.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
And he's untying the boat, and he'll be going over to the Goblin. Okay, bye, honey.
Bye. Okay. Bye. See you, everybody. Yeah. Whee!
Be careful, honey. Oh, he can't hear me. So he's across the straits there getting a G&T for me. And Steve generally drinks a Guinness, even though he don't know what it is. So I think one of the things...
You whore!
Oh, my God.
You see that?
I saw it. I don't believe it.
I'm all right, honey.
Steve?
I'm okay.
Well, what happened, honey?
I tell you when I get there. Christ on a crutch.
Don't swear and use the...
All right.
He's going in the opposite direction.
I think he's
going
to go still get the drinks.
Oh, he's still going to get the drinks. Did you see that?
It looks almost as if I could say, Miss Dooley.
Sure, Mr. Pepperidge. What do you think happened?
It looks to me like the fireworks that he's been saving up for our end-of-season celebration on Labor Day, which was in the back of the boat.
Oh, my God, they got...
Well, somehow a spark lit up. He might have been trying to light a cigar or something like that.
And it was near the gas.
It was near the gasoline, right. It's amazing that the boat is still floating. I can't... That's the part that's...
Here he comes now.
I'm on my way, yeah. What a bunch of bullshit. God damn.
Well, what happened, Steve?
I don't know, God... It just hurts, that's all. It just hurts.
Come on up here. All right, Steve, what happened?
I know, I got in the boat. I forgot I had the fireworks there.
That's what I was just telling your wife, you know.
Pepperidge, why do you have to butt into everything having to do with my marriage?
I'm not butting into anything. Your wife asked me a question.
Were you hanging around here?
Yes, I was watching the show.
He was watching the show, Steve.
Yeah, I know, but everywhere you go, there's Pepperidge.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Well, I mean... It may be a coincidence or something.
That's not true at all.
Everywhere I go, Pepperidge, there you are with your nose right up my wife's... Anyway, here's your...
Thank you, honey.
And here's my Guinness.
Hey, do you know what that is that you're drinking, by the way?
What?
That drink. Do you know what that is?
It's a Guinness.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a great drink.
No, what is it? Come on, I want to ask you. I want you to... Just tell me, what is it?
It's like a martini.
What an idiot.
A martini. You know something, Dooley? You're the dumbest guy that's ever come up to this lake, and I've seen him come and go for 30 years. It's like a martini. A Guinness stout is like a very rich, thick, nutritious beer is what it is.
Beer? Oh, bull, man. I drink classy stuff.
I'm having a G&T.
Yeah, so I gather.
Yeah, this is like a G&T.
No, it's not like a G&T. God, are you dumb. You are dumb.
Bobby and Steve Dooley will be right back with more shenanigans right after this.
Hello, I'm Henry Walcott, and my realty company is going to set you free. We've got properties for sale up and down Butner Lake, and they are very affordable for your family and for you, too. You don't have to separate anymore at vacation time. You can come with your family as they enjoy vacation, not like last year when you had to sit at home and wait for somebody to call you and say, it's okay, come on up. Walcott International Realty. Look us up online, Walcott International Realty. All the properties that we show, we have no right to show. We just trespass. Walcott International Realty. The Butner choice.
Oh, I love that, you know.
They're like they're singing.
We're back here at beautiful Butner Lake. This is Steve, and this is Bobby and Steve Dooley. And as I mentioned, the really brisk wind has picked up here on the south end of the lake. We're near the dam, and I guess a lot of people ought to know what it is.
Yeah, the dam is the water. They keep the water from it keeps the water from going down into the valley and crushing the houses.
Right. If they didn't have the dam.
Yeah, it would go down and flood.
That's the word. It would flood. And also, the dam is a wonderful place for water sports. And I'm not talking about what Steve's eyes, his eyebrows just arched. You know the kind I'm talking about, Steve.
Yeah, no, swimming and water skiing.
Swimming and water skiing and that kind of thing. And then there's also good fishing. And to that end, I want to bring in Malcolm Bresnell, who's one of the longtime fishermans from Butner Lake. Hi, Malcolm.
Hi.
And what's wrong?
What's wrong?
I was at the dam today, and I was fishing, and I had on line, I know I had at least a 5, if not a 10-pound bass, and coming right at me was your two eldest boys, Justin and Seth, and they had the other one hanging off the back end.
Yeah, it's called water skiing.
I know. But they came right toward me, laughed, and then made a turn. And as they made that turn, the wake hit my boat, and I was obviously rocked up and down.
Wait a minute. Are you sure these were my sons?
Is your boat the Cunnilingo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then yeah, it was your sons, because I saw the name on the back. And what kind of a name that is for a boat, especially when you've got kids?
It's a town in California.
Never heard of Cunnilingo, California.
I've heard of Coalinga.
Oh, shit.
Double check the spelling, Steve. So what are you trying to tell me?
I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm telling you it happened. I saw it as your boys came right at me, and then they spun away at the last moment. And Justin, is that the young one?
Yes.
He drops the pants, as one would expect, because they all do that. I've been coming here. I've been living here for 40 years, and every time I'm at that dam, and every time I've got a 5 to 10 pound bass on, here comes a skier, and as soon as they make that turn, they look back, wink, pull down their bathing suits, and rub the right ass cheek.
I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, get out of here, man, using that language. You go ahead.
You double check the name of your boat.
I want to talk to the boys. Are they at home?
Yeah, they're at home right now. I think they're playing Walking Dead.
They're playing what?
They're playing Walking Dead.
Get them on the horn. I want to...
Yeah. Who is this? Justin? Mom wants. Mommy.
Justin?
Yeah?
Were you skiing today?
Yeah.
Did you go down near the dam?
Yeah.
Did you have... Let's see, were you the one that was being pulled?
Yeah.
All right, a man here, one of the fishermen here, said that you pulled the pant down.
Everybody does it.
No, they don't, Justin. They do not do that.
Mom, you did it 2 summers ago, remember?
That was different. I'd been drinking the G&T.
Your mother had been drinking G&Ts, and you know it.
Well, how come that excuses it? Just because she's shithoused.
Do you mind watching your... You're on the air with us right now.
I didn't know. Nobody told me or nothing.
Hey, look, son. You know and I know we love you and you guys are the best. We've defended you time and again when you spray paint swastikas and everything.
Yeah?
So what we want you to do is behave properly and don't drop the pants.
Well, I mean, I saw Mom do it.
I did it because I'd had a G&T.
Well, okay. So you were shithoused.
You know, we're going to talk about this when I get home.
God damn.
What are you guys playing? You're playing...
We're playing Walking Dead.
Walking Dead?
Yeah.
All right.
Those boys, I got to tell you something. They are a handful. This is Bobby and Steve Dooley here.
Bobby and Steve Dooley from Butner Lake. We'll be right back.
Yeah, hi, this is Justin Dooley. And my mom pulled her pants down.
We've got the finest venison in all the Butner Valley. Hello, I'm Bal Clark. My wife is Doreen, and my sons Hector and McGinnis. And together, we run the Clark Venison Company, the finest taste in venison meat you could possibly buy. And of course, it's delicious as a sausage or just eating it as a filet steak. The venison is as tasty as all get out here in the Butner Valley. And we've been living and slaughtering deer up here. We almost have none left.
Yes, the deer is now endangered at Butner Valley.
Come on up. It's so much fun.
Clark Venison Company.
Paid for by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And welcome back to Bobby and Steve Dooley from Butner Lake.
Thank you very much, Hal Ackerman. And we have with us Margaret Gray. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Bobby. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
And you want to sing a song? I've got a perfect song. Thank you for inviting me up here. Phil's going on vacation. I have what I think is the perfect song for this beautiful, beautiful lake, Butner Lake. The perfect song, I think, for the two of you.
Why did you belch?
I didn't think anyone would hear that. He was born born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. Might say he found a key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. Living like a slug. What's wrong?
I caught something. Something in a zipper. What was that?
There's a raccoon.
Well, it scared the living shit out of me.
But the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, living like a bum on the road.
That's not the lyric.
Living like a bum, going through garbage cans. Rocky Mountain High, Steve.
In Colorado.
Now don't sing this, Steve.
Rocky Mountain High.
Colorado.
I think those lyrics are very disrespectful.
He climbed into a car he saw a young woman sitting in. He was wanted, you guessed it, for serial murder.
Thank you. What are you doing?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That was Margaret Gray with a great song called... It might as well be called Rot in Hell for all the good you've done us. Almighty.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. I'll be right back. I said we'd be right back. Here we are.
Thanks a lot, Al Ackerman, and I want to thank all of you for being a part of our show today here from Butner Lake. Phil is on vacation. Don't forget, tonight, though, he'll be on a chat.
Yeah, is Phil Henry still going to be doing a chat tonight?
Yeah, I forgot to tell everybody that. So Phil Henry will still be doing a chat tonight. He'll still be doing a chat tonight.
Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Hal Ackerman speaking for Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Dooley?
Dooley.
He was born in the sun.